The devil goes after the young. Those who cannot fend for themselves. That's why we're trying to help you. We're trying to warn you. And while I'm on the subject, let me say something about Harry Potter. Warlocks are enemies of God. And I don't care what kind of hero they are, they're an enemy of God. And had it been in the Old Testament, Harry Potter would have been put to death. Amen. You don't make heroes out of warlocks. This is a generation that's going to stand for purity and righteousness and holiness, and you're going to serve the Lord all the days of your life. And we declare all those things over you.
American media is a business, and it has a mission, not to inform Americans, but to entertain them.
You know, there's happy news for happy people with happy problems.
And the business leaders said that they had to renew with vigor what they called the everlasting battle for the minds of men and indoctrinate citizens with a capitalist story.
Global corporations feeding us the news as they see fit.
Truth is subversive. It's anti-American.
Americans have computers in school, dozens of TV stations, and the most aggressive news media on earth. Does that mean they're better informed? Hardly.
And now for Newsreel, here's Sean Kennedy.
And it is a good day. Sean Kennedy reporting to you from the internet for Monday, August 17th, 2009. And you are listening to Newsreel, the WOG Global Sitrep on core political tyranny, technology, and trends for your headspace and timing. Rant Media is taking a stand for free speech today. And just by listening and distributing this program, you are too. You can follow up on all of these news stories, and you can check my facts, which is important because you should always check everybody's facts, which you never do. So, you know, just because I'm doing this, you know, in a smaller media station, somehow I'm less believable. But, you know, just try to imagine I've got like dun 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 gong gong going on in the background for most of the news. And if it makes it, you know, more plausible for you, or you can just go to my live journal, and you can get there by going to Sean_Kennedy.livejournal.com. This would be a free podcast that can be heard on Rant Radio Talk, Red Mercury SE, SRN1, Wild Bunch Radio, KJAG Radio, Osprey Networks, Creek Radio, iTunes, Podcast.com, Podcast Alley, Second Life, Node Archers, Grid Coordinates 155-74666, and we're simulcast on Radio 99, transmitting on a frequency of 6673.3 kilohertz. Now, the other way you can find us, too, is by basically screaming Newsreel into any sort of search engine ever, and you will find us. Our digital footprint is massive, and just recently has had the most wonderful pedicure ever, thanks to the loving and talented hands of my beautiful co-host, Samarian.
Well, you're very, very, very welcome.
The new Rant Media
website
site
is newly updated. It's brand new. It just went up today. Well, it'll be very well up on by the time people hear this on Monday, but we're taping this on Thursday, and it's up today. This is the first day, and it's totally redesigned. Everything's brand new. The Newsreel site is brand new. Lots of, you know, pictures of Sean and me yelling at each other and in the studio. And
if that turns you
pictures
on.
Pictures everywhere.
If that
kind of thing turns you on, you'd like to write fanfic with those pictures, and that's your prerogative, but
yeah.
I don't want to read it.
No, we don't want to read it either. And while no, I will not read it on the air unless we can make a page site out of it, in which case I might be down for that. You know, it's not really. Whatever. Yeah.
Pretty liberal here. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd have to seek permission on something like that, I think. But that's the future. What's now, live in the now, is the new Rant Media site. And I got to say, Cindy,
yes,
you did a hell of a good job. You know what I mean?
Well, thank you.
It's.
I did all the graphics, but a lot of the back end stuff that makes it look the way it looks, like the layout and stuff, is all Roxy. She helped me out. You can see her name and link at the bottom of every single page on Rant Media because she did an awesome job.
So Roxy gets all the good karma.
Big props. Big props.
The site
is all new graphics.
Right.
Everything is brand new. You haven't seen, like, even a third of this stuff. Like, it's tons of new pictures and new graphics everywhere, so it looks awesome.
Yeah,
and there's
so,
videos on every page, so, you know.
It should be, awesome. Well, because we're a little bit scattered, and it's hard for us, you know, to get our shit together. Because, you know, after, it's like, we're like the room. We're like your room. Rant Media is kind of like your room. You go in there, there's comic books everywhere. You don't know where anything is. It's got that cool funk on the go. Everything's kind of disorganized, and you'll open a box, and there's all your stuff from, like, 5 years left, and you're like, damn, I remember that. Yeah, that was awesome. And now we just got it in, you know, some sort of an organized fashion, which is good. And,
that's right.
And you should know, and this is something that really translates, is that Sim, of course, is completely OCD. Like, there's something very, very wrong with Sim in that he has to, keeps archives of everything. Everything. I'm not kidding. Like, his whole obsession with making Rant Media and stuff stems from his desire to videotape and document the universe. You know, if you go to the, if you go to the 2010 version of the Guinness Book of World Records, his wedding was in fact the most documented a case in 2009. It set a new world record for the amount of hardware and lenses that were set in play on that. I swear to God, like, the lunar landing didn't have the kind of Photoshop work that that Sim's wedding did. Holy shit. I mean, his video and just obsessive compulsive. So that sort of OCD organizational need translates to websites. You know what I mean? Like, so it's, if he likes it, it's actually really well laid out. You know what I mean? Like, it's very easy to find what you need to find. It's a little different. So if you're used to, you know, kind of it being like your room, where you're like, of course all my quarters are kept inside the socks on the bottom drawer. Where else would they? Okay, well, obviously, you know, there's going to be some changes into, like, you know, kind of like the first time you try to learn Linux. You know, there's some changes you got to get used to. Bit of a curve there, but it's pretty easy. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, the front page, there's four columns. First one's videos, second one's audio, third one's print. I mean, it is laid out with some organization, but it's different.
It's 5 free previews, and then they start to pay. Is that how it works?
That's right. The pay site kicks in.
The pay site kicks in. Would you like to see more? Yeah, we're going with a porn model sort of design for that. So if you click on any of those links, it, like, spawns open, but it's not porn. It's just bigger pictures of me. And little animated GIFs of me and stuff like that. And then you try to close them, and then they won't close. And SpyBot may find Rant Media stuff, but just ignore that. Okay, we're okay. No, honestly, that won't happen. I'm making stuff up now. I'm just being a jerk.
If you find rantmedia.exe, just ignore it.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Ignore that.
Process in the background. It helps you.
Server wants your computer on the botnet. Okay, so just sign up for Server's botnet at serversbotnet.org. Yeah, perfect. You know. No, we're not being evil. We're not charging anything for anybody. There's no changes going on like that. Just in case anybody's
wondering. Lots of free media.
Yeah, of course. Everything's free. We're just happy you showed up. Thanks for coming out, Chief. You know, it's nice to know that somebody gives a crap. And, you know, we could probably gush on and on about this site. I mean, that's a good filler. If we get tied up near the end of the show, I'm going to come back and gush more about the site. Because, holy crap, dude. Holy crap, dude! That's a big celebration.
Oh yeah,
I'm glad.
And take a look at the store, the Rant store too.
I will. It's totally
laid out better.
The store, yes. Everyone, go look at the store and stare.
Go to the store.
Yes, and put your hands on the computer screen and feel the store speaking to you. It's saying, "Please buy all the DVDs, otherwise the Rant people will starve." That's what your DVD. That's what the screen is saying to you. Listen closely. You can hear it. No,
yeah. And I made a mock cover for Uncle Dak's DVD, the Gross Hospital Stories mock cover.
Oh, good. Fun. Good. Well, you know, that's what we do here. We just kind of dream stuff up, that's why
make
I feel
it happen.
The thing that really gets me, Sim, is that no one's really clued in yet, is with the newsreel stories, right? Like, you know, I've been doing After Now, and people are like, oh, hey, that's great. And then the stuff I talked about in newsreel, like, years ago is now coming true when we were considered crazies, and now it's becoming really true. And if we follow the current trends and the stuff I keep saying keeps coming true, that leads us inevitably to the After Now, doesn't it? Yes, it does.
That's right. I mean, your news stories 5 years ago were tinfoil hat time, and now they're like blasé. People go, oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah, 9/11 probably was an inside job, you know. Oh, yeah, terrified. Yeah, armed people loading food, you know, Detroit.
Yeah, flying drones, killing people.
Yeah, you know,
countries.
Sure. Yeah, you know, robot slaughter. It's good. Yeah, no problem. You know, you would think that, like, 1/10 of the population is drugged. Oh, wait. That would be why. Okay, yeah. Let's enough of this. You know, we could bring that's what we're going to call it new. It'll be the extended edition of Newsreel Cynicism. Welcome to Cynicism, and we'll have like a big, you know, EPA
show.
Warning on the front of it. Warning, the following program may make you cynical. Cynicism is viewed as a negative trait by most of your employers and other people. Do not speak too much of this. If so, quote Oprah. You know, like seriously, it's, you know, you just keep her behind the glass in case you need her, and the other people in the office are like, you don't look like you're happy. Have you been taking your meds? Because you know that gets said. You know that gets said in the various offices around the world, you know. I mean, shit, they're probably putting in the water coolers for crying out loud. You know, the stuff that gets said.
Meds again.
You know, it's crazy, the different kind of cultures that exist, even within an urban environment. You know, the drastic changes. I mean, it's like walking from a hardcore British rugby match into a deep, you know, Sikh prayer ceremony. That's the kind of cultural shift you can get just by walking in and out of a building in some cities. You know what I mean? It's like just insane how people, their different sort of mindsets mingle in a city. It's unbelievable. And I have a hard time with it. I think you're probably a lot easier with it, Sim.
I think it's cool.
I think it's cool too, but it, you know, me being the kind of empathic person that I am, it feels like it's going to break my head. You know?
I think downtown Tokyo would blow your mind then.
Well, yeah. Well, of course, but in probably a
subcultures every two steps, different subculture.
Yeah, that's where we're big in Japan. Yeah, that's just what I want. You know, get mobbed. Yeah, we'd have to change the Facebook pic back to the back to my coming out of the ocean pic. I upgraded that.
Oh,
as
that
well.
One, yeah.
I changed. My
I saw that
there,
one.
Yeah, so no, we got rid of that. The story behind
it's not
the,
as funny.
No, it's not as funny. The story behind that photo was a white trash party. That's the story behind that. There was a white trash party, and I went to Value Village, and that's $33 worth of costume at Value Village. And, of course, I wear it
That
well.
Was amazing.
Yeah, because
You
know, I've choked people out who look exactly like that. And, you know, that's why I could...
Just for looking like that. They didn't do anything in particular. It's just
when I was...
Your hands reached for their neck.
No. No, when I was bouncing, those guys, that's what the dollar bill and the Coke blow spot on the hand is all about.
Oh,
all that stuff, right?
Man.
It's like, that's what that was about. Oh, yeah, those guys would always be like... You know, and you got to try to subdue them and not hurt them and get them outside.
Tell me there's more pictures of that and tell me I can have them. They're so awesome.
You'll have to yell at Morgan. You should see how the dark one was done up. She was she had a wig.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It was really bad. I was going to have the one of me and her with the wig and everything. But I just the one that one
well,
is
that one is just priceless.
It could be real. Right, it could be like I might think I'm cool there. You know,
it blew my mind. I stood and stared at it for a good 5 minutes, going, "I don't understand. I don't understand. Where would he get these clothes? I don't understand."
Yeah, like what is happening here? Which was, of course, I was drunk. I was at the party when I posted it. Right? You got to bear that in mind too,
oh,
right? Like, because he has the camera. And, you know, this is why, kids, you don't go drinking and posting on Facebook. That's just not
That's right. It's bad mix.
It's not a good idea. So that's so far what you're getting out of the show. Number one, don't get drunk and post on Facebook. Number two, go look at the Rant Media site. Number three, some feedback. Dear Sean, listening to your last newsreel and the post made by Sariat about the MS-13 gang smuggling thousands of Muslims in the United States... Perk my ears up since I live on Tucson, Arizona, 50 miles from the border. One must wonder why this story isn't a larger one. Well, okay, hang on. Just before we get any further, if he was to say if the MS-13 gang was smuggling thousands of Jews into the United States, perk my ears up. I want to make real clear here that I don't have a problem with Muslims any more than I have a problem with most of the other mud hut psycho religions. You know, I'm not limited to Muslims.
True.
You know, it's also and it's not really so the fact that they're Muslims isn't the problem. That's not the problem. What the problem is that the Islamo-fascist psycho-Nazis, that's the guys we're worried about. So it's not a faith, it's a political movement. And that's really important that you don't get sucked into this sort of Christian white supremacist shit that they're trying to polarize. You know, everything I learned about Islam, I learned on 9/11. Any of that kind of shit, you can't. you can't fall into that. Okay, you can't fall into that. There is Islam is a religion, and religions are false. Okay, so we understand that. But there's a difference between someone who is been raised in a culture who is essentially they're ignorant. If they are raised a certain way to believe a certain thing, they will believe that. That is a software problem. And it's not like they're inherently bad. They just need to have the patch and the upgrade to so that they can join the rest of the enlightened world who understands truth as it exists. You know what I mean? Now, that's not to say that, Sim and I differ very greatly on the whole religion thing. I'm not even convinced that the Jews and the Christians and the Fundies and everybody, I'm not even sure anybody's really wrong or who's right. I just don't think anybody should be killing each other over it. That's, you believe what you want, that's fine. I just don't think anybody should be sticking knives in each other over this stuff.
So, no, it's a bad idea. Yeah.
So we'll go halfway between Sim's hardline scientific, laser light of knowledge approach to things, and Sean's kind of fuzzy mystic '60s huna huna rock crystals magic stones theory, and we'll just go with the let's not shoot each other. Because just about all the religions believe that. The Christians, I have a problem with the MS-13 gang smuggling thousands of humans into the United States, because that makes them snakeheads. And that makes them snakeheads, and snakeheads are slavers. Okay, and in my opinion, I believe that slavery is the greatest crime. I believe that slavery actually, I would think it would be on par with pedophilia. That is how much I hate slavery. So, and a lot of people don't know that, but I honestly believe that slavery is the highest crime. There is no higher crime than that. So people who are human smugglers, who move people into bondage, who essentially human traffickers, are really the scum of the earth. Okay, these people are devoid.
It's a crime that keeps on giving.
Yeah, it's you are sick. But anyway, yeah, moving on. The border climate has changed drastically since the recession. Most of us down here make a trip to the border towns once or twice a year to get some good food and shopping. But last year, no one goes there. The economy is suffering big time. Automatic rifle firefights in the street doesn't attract tourists. A Nogales restaurant owner proclaimed to the Tucson Star newspaper, "Everyone that was going to be killed has been killed. It's safe to come back here." that's in the flyer. Hey, we're done the killing.
Nice.
You can
kill them all.
Yeah. When I volunteered at the Bureau of Land Management, I was able to see firsthand the desperation that motivates people to hike 50 to 100 miles through the desert to get here. I visited the encampment where the illegals end their hike, drop most of their supplies like water, backpacks, clothing, diapers, baby food, and get picked up in the middle of the night by paid coyotes that pack them in a truck and drive them out of the desert heading for Phoenix. This hidden creek bed was a foot deep in garbage. I saw fresh shoe prints there in the sand left from the night before. Like, what the fuck? A street on the border called Arab Robe because it's littered with Arabic newspapers and Islamic texts? This is insane! If thousands of Muslims have entered the United States illegally, as this article states, we are in for some rocky road ahead. And why isn't this top of the border patrol priority? Leaks like this make me wonder why I'm getting my toothpaste checked so thoroughly in the airport. I agree with you, Sean. More than a little military needs to get involved. And I would think so. I would think so. I think that, to be real here, MS-13 and, their sort of criminal organization and just like any criminal organization, they're essentially like a cancer. But there's lots of other criminal organizations that are out there, too. I mean, there's the Hell's Angels, there's the Mafia, there's the Asian Mafias. You know, there's organized crime, is the biker gangs. Organized crime is everywhere, okay?
Yeah.
And it's very difficult to combat that. And yet we're so willing to go, oh, yeah, that's a terrorist organization. PETA? Oh, yeah, they're on the terrorist watch list. But we can't get the Hell's Angels on a terrorist watch list. And
exactly.
But God help me, these vegans over here that cannot carry their partner up two flights of stairs are a bigger threat to me than, you know, an army of motorcycle-wielding thugs. It's kind of a sham. Now,
well, it's just safer and easier to point out the easy bad guys than the hard ones and to actually deal with them.
Well, of course. Of course, and of course the hard bad guys have money, don't they? They have money.
Yes.
So what's
an influence?
You know, of course. So what's the takeaway from this? Well, the takeaway from this, unfortunately, boys and girls, is a rather cynical one. A, Marilyn Manson was essentially correct. Nothing's going to change the world. Okay, like, sorry. The people are generally kind of shit. You know, it's kind of one of those things that you have to kind of realize. And then once you have a good cry about that, and you get that out of your system, you start, don't hate the people, become the people, right? That's the whole idea.
Yeah.
You have to set standards. Set standards for yourself, for God's sakes. You know, decide what's acceptable and what's unacceptable for you. You know, and live up to them. I mean, this is it. And this is this is as Skywalker would call it, the draw to the dark side, is that there's always the draw to be like, oh, to hell with it. You know, I'm just going to cash the chips in, start selling drugs, make a bunch of fat coin, and, you know, get rich or die trying. You know, that draw is there. It's not a very healthy draw, but, you know, it's the dark side calls. You can't do that. You have to, you know, try to do the right thing. You know, that's a big part of the whole, what I would like to think is a big part of the whole WOG edict, you know, kind of make things better, Kaizen and all that stuff. You know, I think it's a good concept. So, you know, self-destructive behavior like, you know, gangs and whatnot, it doesn't work. It leads to slavery, degradation, and death. And there's got to be some way we can get around this. And maybe that means that the heads of the dragon, so to speak, if we got to, you know, send in some tactical people in order to take out the leaders of these organizations, then I guess I'm going to be an advocate of that. You know, I mean that will
help in the short term, but the long term, the people that are in the gangs, they joined the gangs for a reason, and they need some hope, they need some help, they need something to do, something to make their lives worth living, because they've obviously thrown them away. So there's quite a desperate situation for anybody to have to join a gang, or that's their only alternative.
Sure, and there's
a
lot of people.
Some sort of safety net in place.
Well, but then you've got the other side of it going, well, why the hell should I have to pay for that? You know, why the hell should I have to pay?
Exactly, yeah, nobody wants to pay for it.
Buddy over here is, like, I can just see another 20 years, there'll be all these Mexicans sitting around going, why should we let the Americans down here? I mean, it's their fault the world's a big bag of shit. Right, we got pollution everywhere because of them. Now their country's on fire because the ozone layer is gone, and they're all trying to come down to Mexico. We're not helping them out. Fuck it. Let's set the borders up and let's kill the gringos, man. Look at what happened the last time they came down here. You know, and I mean, there's going to be that call, and there's a temptation to be that way, but you can't. Like, all you're going to wind up doing is killing people, and maybe. Maybe some people, you know, everyone says on the conspiracy theorists, the government wants to kill like 3/10 of the population. The UN's going to kill you. Everybody's trying to kill you, you know, because it's all about population decreasing. And it's on the Georgia Guidestones. Well, you know, I mean, it's written right on there.
If they want to kill you, they don't definitely don't want to kill you slowly, because then you have to pay for your health and
well, they can milk you.
Protect you. And,
yeah.
That's true, yeah.
I mean, they want you to die slowly if you're rich. If you're rich, you get to die slowly. You know, and if you're really rich, like if you're rich, you get to die slowly. But if you're super rich, like if you're Michael Jackson rich, you don't get to die. You get strung out and beaten and pimped and kept alive, just like that other lady. Who's that? That poor woman. She married the billionaire, and then she had the kid, and they made a reality TV show.
Oh,
life,
right.
And, what the hell was her name? She was somebody's baby once. What is her name?
Yeah, she was in Playboy.
She was a guest Jeans girl or something, like Anna Nicole Smith.
Yes, Anna Nicole Smith.
Thank you, Kimmy.
Yeah, thank you, server.
Yeah, it was Anna Nicole Smith. And I mean, I had a friend of mine who used to watch the show and laugh. And one time I went over, and the guy's a little bit, he's kind of cold-hearted sometimes. And I'm looking in, and she is like totally high, like stoned on camera, painfully
train wreck.
Yeah, like painfully high. And you're looking at this woman, and she is dying. on camera with a laugh track. And I'm like,
trotted out for our entertainment and put on film.
And I'm like, holy shit. You know, what the hell is going on? You know, at that point, hi, Blackwater Extraction Team. We're here for Anna Nicole Smith. I was a big fan of yours. Get in the fucking chopper. You're going on a detox program right now on an island. Let's go. Yeah. You're real mad. Get in the fucking chopper, right? You know, hard or easy,
like
bitch, get in the chopper.
It's like a slow, drawn-out gladiator battle.
You know?
Someone dying for our entertainment.
Oh, my God. I'm just... It is really sick. And now, you know, this is the other thing, is the UFC thing. And that's a big thing because it's not legal in Vancouver, right? The Ultimate,
Ultimate
Fighting Championship. They want to come up to Vancouver here. And you see these guys, they get in the ring, and they're essentially trying to kill each other, you know.
Yeah.
And
almost kill each other.
Well, you know, hey, shit, the only reason why we don't give them knives is because the fight would be over too fast. You know, if you could let them beat the shit out of each other with, like,
spiked clubs.
Spiked clubs, they'd totally do it. You know, they'd be all over that. Oh, yeah, spikes. They want spikes. Give them spikes.
Throw the weapons into the ring and let them go at it.
Let them fight with jigsaws. It'll be awesome. You know, what the hell? And I don't know. You know, just because people will watch it, you know, we kind of start heading towards that old movie Videodrome. And if you haven't seen the movie Videodrome, I really suggest you check out that film. You know,
it has so much more relevance today than it had when it was filmed.
Oh, yeah. You know, and we can't let films like that die. That's the kind of stuff. That's the reason why there's peer-to-peer networks. Never mind this new crap. I mean, one sitting of Videodrome is worth the next 9 Transformer movies, I promise you. and sight unseen of the new G.I. Joe movie, which I've just, you know, been hiding from. I've heard it's... I can't imagine it's good. I mean, have you heard anything, Sam? Is it like...
Yeah, it's hammered ass. reviews are just panning it.
Okay.
It's devoid of anything except explosions.
Oh, so the same guy who did Transformers did the movie. Yeah.
I'm sure they both high-fived each other afterwards and went, woo, we're going to make lots of money. And the sad thing is tons of people go see it. I don't understand. That's why they make it.
Right.
It makes oodles and oodles of money. It gets horrible reviews, yet everybody in the U.S. goes and sees it.
Well, everybody in the world goes and sees it. Let's not pick on the Americans now. I already picked on them enough by saying that, you know, the Mexicans
they're the ones who see it the most, though. If you look at the world stats on money thrown at these movies, it's the U.S.,
yeah,
so.
that's true. Well, I mean, you know, they want to, and they're fans. You know, they need this is the if that's the only teat in town. You know, that's putting out Transformers. That's fine. A great example of that is actually the Punisher films, because the first Punisher film was bad. It was beyond bad. Actually,
I didn't even see it. I still haven't seen it to this day.
Oh, I've seen it
because I was warned so far against it. It was like I was such a big fan, I didn't want to see it.
It is the epitome of fail. Of translation of comic. No, seriously, there is no worse translation of comic to film than The Punisher, in my knowledge. I'm sure there's some no-budget thing somewhere that's even worse. But, you know, I'm talking like of a major production. Then there was
something that's known. Yeah.
Then there was Pretty Boy Punisher, which is the next Punisher, which I did not like. Because it was like it was Miami Vice Punisher. I didn't like that Punisher.
It was like it had some laughs in it. I'm like, I don't go to see the Punisher for laughs. And that's the only thing I took away from it. The rest of it was like, eh.
Yeah, and the, I thought they could have been a bit more, you know, there could have been some improvements with the Ray Stevenson. Is that his name, Ray Stevenson? Stevenson.
That's a new one. That's the third movie.
Yeah, the third one is easily far and above the best of the bunch. Like, quite simply. I mean, at least they got the lighting right. You know, I mean, there's little things like that. And they got a little bit of blood spray in there, which they could get some really dark humor on the go. So you had some laughs, you know. So it's easily the best of the bunch.
Definitely.
You know, so I thought it was the truest one. But, you know, let's not get too far into our movie reviews. Let's do another feedback. Here, dear Sean! I was listening to episode 410. Ah, yes, 410. That was a good episode.
410, that was good.
That was good. Early in the week, and the Smile Machine news article you mentioned caught my ear. I think it's interesting that the Kine Railway is making the workers smile so that a metric of their apparent happiness can be measured, because they seem to be using it as a therapeutic method from psychological counseling. There is a technique in cognitive therapy used for clinical depression which involves smiling. Apparently, there exists a feedback mechanism between the motor sensors of the brain and the limbic system. Ordinarily, when people feel happy and they smile, in part because the limbic system sends a signal to the motor sensors, causing people to express the emotion of happiness through smiling. By forcing yourself to smile when you are not happy, however, over time the limbic system will associate emotion of happiness with the act of smiling, as well as the other way around. People... Perhaps they are trying to stave out burnout in their workers, or maybe they're trying to lower the insurance premiums because too many workers are going in for counseling. Or maybe happy workers are easier to push to the breaking point. I don't know. I am everywhere, the doctor. So I thought that was a very interesting idea.
Because,
of course, they have, you know, these dudes that they're paying multi-megabucks, you know, to hack the brain and get in there to push people, you know, further. So this is this is
smile. It's mandatory.
Yeah, smile everywhere. You smile when you're feeling blue. That was another film. Great film. Was not La Femme Nikita, the one they made, Point of No Return. I think it was Point of No Return, where the cleaner in both of those films, La Femme Nikita and The Point of No Return, he was the inspiration for Leon, the professional. Are you with me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
The cleaner in those two films was one of my favorite characters, but in the I should probably read the book, because the character who's the older woman who trains the young female to be this elite assassin and being graceful and daring and essentially to turn her into this female kick-ass James Bond, she gives her a piece of advice, and she says, "What do I do when I'm so terrified I don't know what else to do?" And she said, "Just smile and say, I never did mind the little things." You know, and I always thought that was such a brilliant, you know, it's just so, I don't know, suave. It was slick and smooth, you know. I'd love to have that kind of smoothness, you know. Jeez, is there a course you can take?
Very zen as well.
Can you get that? Can you get that as a course? Can you get, like, the talk like a spy course? Talk like an old spy course? I should offer.
I bet there's one out there.
Pimsleur has one. Pimsleur's got to have the English to talk like an old spy course. You know, or maybe
it's probably like How to Pick Up Chicks 101. Some of those courses back in the 70s taught that kind of talking.
No, I don't want to. That's what a shallow use of that. I mean, maybe we should.
No. I know that's a shallow use of it, but that I'm sure they did tell you how to talk. It's like smoothly and how to win people over with talking.
We should come up with a list of media that will say that's on the list. You know what I mean? A list of media that is
the ultimate list.
That's on that course. You know, the English to talk like an old spy. You know, that's part of the course. You know, like The Prisoner. The Prisoner was pretty good. Like, I'm working my way through The Prisoner right now, and it's like, well, here we are. You know, this kind of stuff, and their tone. Oh, yeah, the fantastic language, you know. But it's hard to find good old, like, British movies with, like, the really, you know, uppity language that's really been, like, gone over the script, like, 7 times. Like, we should get some titles for that. If you got any ideas, if you're, like, an old movie buff, and you're like, yeah, baby, I know what you're talking about, and the movie you're talking about is this movie right here. Yeah, for sure.
Well, I need like the old 50s spy movies with the fast talking. Well, not spy movies, like the cop movies where they do investigations.
The radio stuff where they're trying to keep you off your toes. Yeah, it's really good stuff. Love it.
Yes.
Love it. Very, very motivational for theater of the mind stuff.
Oh, definitely.
In crypto news, now this is an interesting piece of story. In crypto news, also related to one of your daily hacks today, two people have been successfully prosecuted for refusing to provide authorities with their encryption keys, resulting in a landmark convictions that have carried jail sentences for up to 5 years. So if they've got shit on their hard drive that'll get them more than 5 years, they've got a failsafe. It's like,
yay, only five.
I have, you know, nuclear plans on the encrypted drive. which, you know, with all my photos of me and all the Al-Qaeda guys high-fiving at our, you know, wonderful, you know, retreat where we're like, you know, I'm handing over, you know, the blood of the innocent, the keys to the nation, all on my, you know, key drive here that we can't get into. So, hey, I'm only in jail for 5 years. I guarantee you would have shot me on the White House lawn if you get inside that thumb drive. So I'll take the 5 years. Thank you very much. The government said that they do not know their fate. So the worst they'll get is 5 years. Five years. Now, that sucks. 5 years is going to lead to some character development in you. Definitely.
Especially, a little bit.
You know, especially in, like, American federal ASRAM prison. I'm not really...
Yeah, you'll learn a couple things. Yeah
some you're not going to want to learn, you know? And and we want to avoid that. So it's
the hard lessons, yeah.
But, you know, if you've already kind of descended down the path where you've decided that... you know, you're essentially working.
That's the way you want to go.
The powers of darkness. You know, having a 5 year stint. You know, get in shape and stuff.
A 5 year out. Yeah.
A 5 year out. You know, everyone kind of forgets where you are. You know. That's what they're saying. That's what they're saying. They're looking at the power to force people to unscramble their data was granted to authorities in October 2007. Between the 1st of April 2008 and 31st March of this year, the first two convictions have been obtained. The disclosure was made by Sir Christopher Rhodes, the government's chief surveillance commissioner, in a recent annual report. This is in Britain, by the way. The former High Court judge did not provide details of the crimes being investigated in the case of the individuals who are not necessarily suspects. Nor of the sentences they received. Interesting wording. The Crown Prosecution Services said it was unable to track down information on the legal milestones without the defendants' names. Interesting. Failure to comply with a section of 49 notices carries a sentence up to 2 years plus fines. Failure to comply during national security investigation carries national security investigation gives a penalty up to 5 years. So...
everything's national. It could be national security inside your thumb drive. We don't know. So we're going to go for the 5 years.
Well, no, not even that. But if they decide it is, like, if Jack Bauer gets a hold of, you know, the terrorist, and he's got the thumb drive, and you don't let Jack Bauer carve on him with the Bowie knife for 20 minutes, the worst that terrorist is going to get is 5 years for I'm not letting you in. I mean, that seems... kind of off the hook, but on the same line, you know, I guess you can't really be judging everything by, you know, sort of impossible Jack Bauer standards.
Of course.
You know,
yeah, if you get into a situation, you're mistaken for the wrong person, you have your thumb drive on you, and say you forget your password, you're going to jail for 2 years to 5 years. Too bad.
Yeah.
Don't forget your passwords, kids.
Which is, you know, important to, don't forget your password.
Let me just try one more time.
Of course, you know, and if you're a good WOG, you've got the one that undeniably shreds all data, self-destructs, and folds through time and space into the Bermuda Triangle after, like, you know, three botched attempts, right? Like, because you're that hardcore. And if you're...
They'll send you up the river for that one.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It erased the data.
You know, what were you hiding? Nothing. Ah, still that way, eh? Who taught you to be a spy? No one, and you taught yourself. Yeah, it's that.
Which is worse.
Yeah,
more dangerous than we thought.
Witch. Anyway, so in Turbo Genius news, Turbo Genius, Fat
Turbo
Ninja sent in this story. Plastic takes thousands of years to decompose, but a 16-year-old science fair contestant, Daniel Bird, made it happen in 3 months. What? A Waterloo, Ontario high school junior figured out that something must make plastic degrade, even if it does take millennia, and that something was probably bacteria. Hey, between 1.5% and 9% of the Earth's biomass is bacteria. Bacteria is a pretty safe bet for any biological mystery. The record reports that Bird's mixed landfill dirt with yeast and tap water, and then added ground plastic and let it stew. The plastic indeed composed more quickly than it would in nature. After experimenting with different temperatures and configurations, Bird isolated the microbial munchers. One came from bacterial genus Pseudonymus, and the other one from the genus Sphingonymus. Bird said this should be easy on an industrial scale that is needed in the fermenter growth. All that's needed is a fermenter, growth in medium and a growth medium, and plastic, and that bacteria themselves provide most of the energy by producing heat as they eat. So we take the plastic bags, as they biodegrade, they produce heat, which can produce energy. The only waste is water and a bit of carbon dioxide. Now, first of all, if I was President Obama, I would get Delta Force on the phone. I would then have Delta Force show up at all of my science centers and execute everybody. Okay, like they all get everybody into the big hole. Okay, great. Wonderful. Because a 16-year-old Canadian kid by himself figures out one of these major dilemmas that, like, how do you even call yourself a scientist? You know, maybe I don't think I'd actually execute them, but I'd line them all up, make them think they were going to be executed.
That's a bit harsh. Maybe 5 years in jail.
And then I'd have, like, everybody yell at me, and I'd have, like, this really big, argument with somebody saying, no, we should really shoot them, because obviously, and then, you know, I'd storm off to be like, you guys are sure lucky we were going to execute you, but if you work hard, you'll do better. Yeah, that's probably, you know, they'll all go back and immediately freaking quit, but, you know... I'm here to tell you,
this job sucks.
Not a good day to be a scientist when you get outthought by some 16-year-old kid. So one of two things is going on here. Either A, the scientists are all stupid, which they're not. They're scientists, right? I mean, we have to kind of have some sort of standard. They're the people leading us here. So, you know, they're scientists. Or the kid's obviously an evil genius. Or he's just a turbo genius right now. He's outthought everybody. And, you know, maybe we should abduct him and make sure that he gets working on Mecha right away. You know, like we want some...
That's right.
We want some giant walking robots. What do you say? Come on, they're cool. And of course, we wouldn't abduct him by force. We've got hot chicks in tactical corsets. You know? No...
That's right.
No,
he'll go willingly.
No science fair contestant would stand against a tactical corset. I tell you that right now. That's a fact. But...
I am seeing more and more things made of... you know, plastic containers made of corn that's biodegradable. So that's good. So things are being replaced. All the plastics are being replaced, like the hard ones and even the ones in the store where you put your groceries in. Those are being replaced by corn as well.
Well, you know, I don't know. I kind of like the idea of having non-biodegradable stuff. You know, I'd like the aliens to find something, you know, hundreds of millions of years from now.
Dig through our landfills.
Well, that's what we do now, right? We go to the archaeological guys.
That's true.
We dig through their landfills. So, you know, everybody's, you know, look for the garbage. You know.
Ours are not quite as interesting. But
the segue here is the science fair student. Because now, of course, you know, you got to be careful at the science fair. Because very soon we're going to get into illegal soldering. Where, you know... You can't, like, we're going to have to start signing out for equipment that assembles electronics because of licensing. This is an after-now concept. So the way that this starts is through illegal soldering news. Thank you very much to the Laughing Man. Just when you thought it was safe to get your soldering irons, Immigration and Customs Enforcement want you to know that its agents are still out there looking for even more mod chip-wielding no-goodniks and their non-DMCA-compliant consoles. According to the Associated Press, a 27-year-old CSO student named Matthew Crippen was recently arrested for modifying Xbox, PlayStation, and Wii consoles in violation of the Digital Millennium Copyright Act and released Monday on $5,000 bond. The dime was dropped on this perp by the Entertainment Software Association and a raid conducted by customs agents sometime in May. He will be arraigned on August 10th, and if convicted, he faces up to 10 years in prison. This is after the guy with national secrets in Britain, you know, the guy with the bomb on his chest, won't give you the keys to the encrypted data that Jack Bauer wants to cut his eyes out for. He only gets 5 years. But Buckwheat over here, who's making it so you can play any video game you want, oh yeah, he's definitely needing 10 years in federal ass-ram prison, for sure.
Oh yeah.
For sure.
He's the troublemaker.
Oh yeah. The dime, you know, let this be a lesson to all of you. While ICE may have its hands full with with human slavery, drug trafficking, transnational gangs, you know, Al-Qaeda streaming across the border, dropping their propaganda as they run, and stolen artifacts, there's always time, you know, really, to make example out of a man who knows his way around the inside of a PlayStation. You know, you can't really... you know, playing with games.
He's dangerous.
This is actually from the ICE website here. Playing with games in this way is not a game. It is criminal, said Robert Schock, special agent in charge of the ICE Office of Investigations in Los Angeles. Piracy, counterfeiting, and other intellectual property rights violations not only cost U.S. business jobs and billions of dollars a year in lost revenue, they also pose a significant health and safety risk to consumers.
Oh!
If you mod your console, the terrorists win. You know? That's what's going on here.
They pose a significant health and safety risk because they'll throw you in jail if they find you doing it.
It's been proven emphatically that modifying any of your hardware leads to getting pounded in the ass by a bunch of white supremacists in the shower. That's what it leads to. You know.
Remember, the things you buy really aren't yours. You're only borrowing them from the corporations.
Being traded out for the night for a pack of smokes isn't normal. But with the DMCA, it is, you know, like, wow. I swear to God, man, you know, it's just like, I don't really, is anything even balanced here? Like, that's not even funny, dude. Like, we're back.
No. Are you licensed to tell me that bedtime story, Sean?
You know, it's at that point, they're drawing comics on that shit now, you know, and what have we always said? What have we always said? Here's what's going to happen. You want to know what's going to happen, Sam? Because I'm going to make a little prophecy for you right now. Rand Media.
Go for it.
Because we're good, you know, and we've been around since Christ was a cowboy, and we got a digital footprint that, like, eventually Web 2.0 is going to burn out, and people are going to start looking for content. The fact is new and frequently served up doesn't matter. People are going to want something with a bit of substance, right?
Yeah.
And we got a lot of substance. So I honestly do, that we're going to become, you know, pretty well known. Pretty well known as Web 2.0 hits. I think it's the wave is going to go up again. And once we start making just a little bit of money, that's when we're going to get arrested. Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
Don't want to get their attention, right?
No, that's what'll happen. The minute we start making a couple of bucks, and it looks like, hey, shit, you know what? This might actually go somewhere. Like, we might actually...
People are listening, you know, to these guys
on
now.
On a boat, on a mother... You know, seriously, if that's... I'm going to get arrested. Yeah, that's... pull your ride over to the side of the turnpike.
That's right.
You are
Mr. Kennedy, we've done extensive reviews of your online media footprint,
right.
And you just need to be in jail.
Forever because of taxes, and we're just going to tax the shit out of you. Blade couldn't get away from us, dude. Yeah, we know it all. Which is fair. I mean, if they can catch Blade, they're definitely going to be able to catch me. Now, in Cyberpunk Kitten, as you make your good run away from the tax man, here is the Cyberpunk Kitten we'll need. Batteries, new batteries. In a modest building on the west side of Salt Lake City, a team of specialists in advanced materials and electrochemistry has produced what could be the single most important breakthrough for clean alternative energy since Socrates first noted solar heating 2,400 years ago. That's quite a claim.
Mm.
The prize is a culmination of 10 years of research and testing. A new generation of deep storage batteries that's small enough and safe enough to sit in your basement and power your house.
Wow.
Inside Ceramitech's Wonder Batteries, a chunk of solid metal mated to a sulfur compound, by an extraordinary paper-thin ceramic membrane. The membrane conducts ions, electrically charged particles, back and forth, and generate a current. The company calculated that the battery will cram 20 to 40 kilowatts an hour of energy into a package about the size of a refrigerator and operate below 90 degrees centigrade. This may not startle you, but it should. It's amazing. The most energy-dense batteries available today are huge bottles of super-hot molten sodium swirling around at about 600 degrees or so. And that temperature of the material is highly conductive of electricity, but is both toxic and corrosive. You wouldn't want your kids around one of these things. The essence of the Ceramitech's breakthrough is that high energy density, a lot of juice, can be achieved safely at normal temperatures with solid components, not hot liquid. This is actually really quite amazing. I mean, this kind of a thing, it makes me kind of go, hello, boat. Let me put this on a ship. You know, like, this is a good idea. Ceramitech says the new generation of battery would deliver a continuous flow of 5 kilowatts of electricity over 4 hours with 3,650 discharges, recycle cycles over 10 years. So it will give
continuous flow of 5 kilowatts of electricity over 4 hours with over 3,500 recharges over 10 years. So it can consistently do that. With the batteries expected to sell in the neighborhood of $2,000, that translates to less than 3 cents per kilowatt over the battery's life. Conventional power from your grid typically costs the neighborhood of 8 cents per kilowatt hour. So, booyah! It's cheaper, you stock yourself up with your own batteries, and you're good to go. So, if you start applying this to a ship, and you put some wind solar and some like solar sailing. They've got some yachts that are using solar sailing now. Now you got something that's cool. Now you got something you don't need to go to shore for in order to get more juice. You know what I mean? Like that's a pretty significantly cool thing. So that's very cool. That's up. You know, and they go on. They talk a lot more about the electricity thing. So for those of you out there who there's a couple of WOGs who are somewhat, shall we say, survival-minded. They exist. They're probably going to think that that's pretty goddamn sexy that we've got batteries that don't suck. Because,
good for getting off the grid.
Yeah, well, I'm a big fan of getting off the grid. I'm of course, I'm a big diving slut, so I love diving. But, consequently, the boat thing is really, burning into my psyche. I think I'm going to be one of those weird old writer guys who has a boat. I think that'd be good. I think I'd like to move on to that. And then if anybody, bothers me, I could just drive away. That way I don't have
to... I'll get you a big old noisy typewriter to put on the bow of your ship.
No. I want to go all Frank.
As you're bobbing up and down.
No way. We want to have it all like Star Trek interior. Go get one of those interior designer guys with Star Trek interior. So it's like super swanky, wide open, catamaran kind of thing. Yeah.
Computer, dictate, chapter 20.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And I'll like wander around, with my life and slowly drift into insanity. But while this is happening, of course, we have a new bit of body mod news, some Planamel, which was sent in by Wyandi. Thank you very much. A new procedure to turn blocks of wood into artificial bones has been developed by Italian scientists who plan to implant them into large animals and eventually humans. Wow. Wood-derived bone substitute should allow live bones to heal faster and more securely after breaking than currently available metal and ceramic implants. The researchers chose wood because it closely resembles the physical structure of natural bone, which is impossible to reproduce without conventional processing technology. Our purpose is to convert native wood structures into bioactive inorganic compounds designed to substitute for portions of bone, said Anne Tamperia, scientist at the Istituto del Scienza e Tecnologie dei Materiali. Oh, come on. Come on, some scientific place in Italian. All right, I'm totally going to butcher this. To create the bone substitute, the scientists start with a block of wood, red oak, rattan, or sipo works best. Man, like, that's pretty cool. And then heat it up until all that remains is pure carbon, which is basically charcoal. Scientists then spray calcium over the charcoal, creatine, calcium carbide charcoal, and an additional chemical and physical steps convert the calcium carbide into carbonated hydropatite, which then can be implanted and serves as artificial bone. The entire process takes about 1 week. Betcha it hurts like a bastard, and costs about $850 for a single block. One block translates to about one bone implant. Oh, I see. So it's their process for doing it, and you can get... Yep. Like a bone made up for about $850. That'd be...
That seems cheap. I would have guessed that's actually cheap in the realm of science and in the realm of
body mods and stuff like that. And honestly, when you're dealing with your body, you're not going to be picking up stuff from the flea market just yet. There are people out there, that's one of those things that's like, there's going to be people, when we can jack into our heads, there's going to be people who are going to go to the flea market, just buy CDs off of a table, and start ramming them into their heads. God knows what's on these things. And there's people who are going to get infected, virused out, they're going to find them drooling, with their face on the stove, with the fried egg they were making, all burned to shit because their brain cooked out because they were experimenting with weird, unregulated media. And that's what the DMCA is here to protect.
That's right.
Keeping you safe. This is an interesting app. I've got a really good daily hack today. Now, this is one of those daily hacks that back in the days of cult and stuff like this, this is the stuff we were talking about. This is, I don't know if you know about this, it's pretty Orwellian, but it's a tool that can be used. Google Latitude.
For good or evil.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you wanted to know if you're going to use this for a couple of buddies or whatever, you got a section of guys you want to do. Google Latitude is a location-aware mobile app developed by Google. Latitude allows a mobile phone user to allow certain other people on his or her Gmail contact list to track where he or she is. Thus, people can track the user, more accurately his or her phone, on Google Maps via their own iGoogle accounts. The user can then control the accuracy of details of what each other users can see. An exact location can be allowed, or it can be limited to identifying the city only. For privacy, it can also be turned off by the user, or a location can be manually entered. The user must be enable the location features on the phone, which are normally only transmitted into emergency telephone numbers such as wireless or E911. So this is pretty wild stuff. I mean, you basically sign up to have yourself mobily tracked.
Great for alibis too.
Yeah, I mean, as a tool that you could you could use this as a tool, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, you don't want to leave it on all day, and I'd be a little bit wary of Google using it through Google because they like to retain everything you do for a very long period of time. I'd be more inclined to go for a decentralized way of sending your friend your location, possibly through SMS or something. Like, there is no way to do it without a centralized medium to go through.
Well,
but
you just send a GPS grid. That's it. I'm at this grid.
I mean, it's just an easy way to send the grid and another program at the other end to reinterpret it and put it on a map so you know exactly where they are. So, it's great. It's great.
Know, if I've got old people who are visiting my city and they don't know their way around, here's a phone, right? Because, you hit the ground, buddy gives you a phone. Here's your phone. Here's $50. You run into problems. You hit the red button on the phone.
Yep.
The red button on the phone phones me. I will be able to find from the phone, right? Like,
great cheap GPS tracking system, like for your kids, for your friends and family. You're out at a concert or wherever, out in the city in a foreign place. You'll know where you are. You can come back together at the end of the day.
Well, there's something to be said for strength in numbers. You know, there's something to be said in strength in numbers. You know, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that, you know, over the years, the different stuff that Rant Media has done in our various incarnations, we've always, you know, advocated the community. We always wanted to make sure that people were friends with each other, could look after each other. You know, essentially what the really great religions say, you know, hey, don't kill each other, be nice, you know, all that good enlightened shit the Dalai Lama spits out every 20 seconds in between laughing. You know, this is the gig. So, you know, having something like that that you can, you know, if you've got a sect of guys that you you hang with and that's your crew, maybe it's nice to know that somebody gives a shit, knows where you are. You know, I mean, there's something to be said for that. And I think that, I've got, you know, everybody's got their circle of friends. And yeah, you know what? Maybe it'd be cool that, you know, when I'm in the trunk of the car getting dragged away, I'll be like, well, I know this much. Some son of a bitch has got my phone. And then my friends are going to find the son of a bitch who's got my phone. And very soon he's going to tell them where they last saw me, and they'll be carving their way to the truth after that. You know what I mean? So, and that was always something that I always felt. Because I've always, and it's true, even throughout all the Rant Media stuff, I've always felt that, you know, server was always kind of looking after me. There was always people who, you know, I'm really, you know, it's given me so much. So for me just to do this is, you know, it's really quite a privilege. Having something like that, I don't know. I thought about queuing that up. You know, why not? Might be interesting. It's very Project Gargoyle. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah. That's a big part of that, yeah.
But if you would like to not be tortured to death or get the death sentence or be shot for all your massively illegal data, you want to get yourself a copy of TrueCrypt, which is the other, you know, hack of the day. So the worst you'll get, data-related crime, is 5 years in England. Thanks for coming out. Open source disk encryption that shits all over BitLocker. Main features: creates a virtual encrypted disk with a file and mounts it as a real disk. Encrypts an entire portion or a storage device such as a USB flash drive or hard drive. Encrypts a partition on a drive where Windows is installed. Encryption is automatic, real-time, on-the-fly, and transparent. Parallelization and pipelining allows the data to be read and written as fast as the drive was not encrypted. Provides a plausible deniability clause in case an adversary forces you to reveal a password. Now, that's really interesting.
That's the important part.
Yes, where you can give them a false password and gives them different files.
Mm-hmm. And you keep stuff on that partition that kind of looks bad. Keep some, you know, naughty pictures there, but nothing, not the real stuff, but stuff that you would want to maybe hide.
Yeah,
if you're just doing some silly stuff.
Nothing illegal.
Yeah.
You know, that's where you keep your MP3s.
Just embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where you keep the gay porn. Right?
Yes.
That's where you keep the gay porn. Go download yourself some gay porn. And when they, assuming you're, well, no, it could be male or female. This is assuming.
Yeah, it could, yeah.
Of course, that's where you keep the straight porn if you're openly admitted.
If you're gay, yeah.
Right. So the point here is that the opposite, you know, sexual orientation to what you actually are, so when they when they decrypt it, you know, if you've rehearsed it right, your wife bursts into tears. Oh, my God. And you're like, I don't care anymore. I wanted to be a woman. And then, you know, the law enforcement is like, fuck. You know, oh, my God, it's not Jack Bauer. You know, what are we going to do? You know,
we can't release this to the news media. This is embarrassing for both of us.
Get out of here. And then you and the wife, you know, high five, you know, wee, you know, and you get the hell out of there. So that's the plan. You know, that's a good way to do it. It also has a hidden volume stenography and hidden operating system on the on it as involved with the program as well. Your encryption algorithms are AES-256, Serpent, and Twofish. The mode of operation is XTS. So for all you little crypto fiends out there, you probably want to check that out. Very, very neat. So, that's pretty much what I got for you today. But don't worry, I'll be back next week to make sure you get the news you need to survive. This has been a free podcast brought to you by the Wogs Who Care. And if you cannot donate to the show, please distribute. But if you can donate, please do so by swinging by the awesome new Rant Media website, which is brand new and you want to check it out right now. Go stop what you're doing right now. Go there right now. If you're on the taxi or you're on a bus, stop, get off the bus, take a hostage, get to a computer, say, I will kill this motherfucker unless you go to Rant Media right now. And then just before the SWAT team shows up to drill two into the back of your double-tapped little head, you will bask in the glory of the hard work that is Sumerian's mad skills of web design. Thank you so much for doing such an awesome job, Sim. That does look really good. You know, the website.
Thank you.
The website
thank you.
Does look fantastic. It's got a good feel. It's got a good feel.
It's surfing fun again.
You know, it's like Mozilla. And it looks better in Mozilla than it does in IE. See, that's what we should have said. Because everyone will be like, oh, really? And then they'll queue it up. And they'll look at it and both would be like, yeah, I think he's right. And then they'll study it.
No, they look the same. We made sure those poor IE people can still look at it.
Well, but
it does look better in Mozilla.
Well, if people are checking, though. If you make people check, and then they'll argue about it.
That's right.
It promotes the site.
That's right.
That's the way it all works. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No, it doesn't look better with ad block. It looks no different with ad block.
Yeah, that's right.
Because there are no ads.
There's no ads anywhere. Unless, well, we're an ad for our own stuff. But,
yeah,
anyway.
Of course. But people seem to like our stuff, so, yeah.
And I do have a... I'm sorry. But if you want to donate in like a physical way, you can send your stuff to Rant Media Studios, Box 1812, 11215, C, 56th Street, Delta, BC, Canada, V4M, 2M4. And, of course... We have a digital baptism. I haven't done one of these in a while.
Ooh.
But Rational Delusion is now Bite Mark. B-Y-T-E Mark. Thank you very much. I liked that one. It was good. I can't believe I've never done that before. I liked it, yeah. I want to thank the Army of the Flying Monkeys for assistance in gathering data. If you have information you would like, or you would like to reach me, or you want to send me information, or whatever, you want to get me with the stuff 10 seconds before the show starts, send it to Newsreel, N-E-W-S-R-E-A-L, at rantradio.com. And be sure to sign up for the Rant newsletter by sending an email to info@rantradio.com. And, of course, as always, there's the Psytrance music in the background, because that's what you want to check out. And I'm going to fade out now with a Leonard Cohen song. I think I've played this one before, but I'm not totally sure, called The Tower of Song. Do you know this one, Simi?
I know this one for sure.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm not sure that you've played it before, but yeah, it's a good song.
It's a cover. It's a cover in the late...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a cover of that song, which I really enjoy. It's a woman who sings it, who does... I think I've played it before. So anyway, I've got a hankering to play that song, so I'm going to play that song again. Simi, have you got anything else?
No. You're just the website. Go see it. Brandmedia.ca.
Go look at it and then send him email claiming how beautiful he is. Remember, everyone.
That's right.
We will never defeat the enemy if we're at each other's throats. So until next time, that's what Server said. End of line.
Just paying my rent every day in the Tower of the Song. I said to Hank Williams, how lonely does it get? Hank Williams hasn't answered me yet, but I can hear him coughing all night long. Oh, 100 floors above me right here in the Tower of Song. Stick your little pins in that voodoo doll. I'm very sorry, baby, doesn't look like me at all. I'm standing by the window with a light straw. But they don't let no woman kill you, no, not in the Tower of Song. Now you may say that I've grown bitter of this, you may be sure. The rich have got the channels in the bedrooms of the poor, and there's a mighty judgment coming, or I may be wrong. Track, but you'll be hearing from me, baby, long after I'm gone. I'll be speaking to you quietly from the window in the Tower of Song. My friends are gone, my hair is gray, I ache in the places I used to play, and I'm crazy for love. I'm just paying my rent every day. Oh, in the tower song.